What's that word you were using now?
Bad racket.
You know, how would you use that if you were...
Well, just say, we hitched up to something, you know, bogged down to pull it out or something.
Uh-huh.
We were at the front, and I said, you're going to have to turn around and hitch up this thing, bass racket. Pull it out, you know, bass racket.
Uh-huh.
Of course, now I'm sure that word ain't, that's not in the dictionary.
Uh-huh. Well, it might be another bridge.
Nah, I doubt it being here.
What kinds of different trees would you have around here?
Well, we got slash pine, black pine, yellow pine, namely short leaf pine, you know, straw is short and it grows low and stubby. And then a slash pine, you find that on creek swamps. It's a little long. It's between the yellow pine and the black pine.
Mm-hmm.
Usually you find black pine is a second growth pine, we call it.
Mm-hmm.
Come up in these old fields where I threw them out, you know. Mm-hmm.
What kinds of hardwood trees would you have?
Oh, well, all kinds. We got the live oak and the red oak. Water oak, and the post oak, and the turkey oak, and I guess that's about it, and the red oak, and that.
Mm-hmm. What would a turkey oak be?
Turkey oak, it's just a little oak grows on creek swamp hills, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They don't ever get very big, they just, I don't know. It's a different oak, though, you can tell the difference in the leaves, don't you? Now that's the oak. And we got black gum and we got sweet gum.
Mm-hmm.
And we got poplar and dogwood and not very much spruce in this country. Not spruce, maple. We don't have that unless somebody set it out. Then we have a sycamore tree. Cypress. Well, now that's not a hardwood.
That's strange. Cypress is kind of softwood, but it lasts a long time.
Yeah, it's one of the best timbers you can get in this area. It's, I guess it'd be similar to maybe California fir, maybe, or something that's on that order.
Mm-hmm. What kinds of different plows would you have?
Well, we have... Of course, they're not popular now. We did have a, what do you call it, a disc tiller.
Mm-hmm.
It was a disc plow.
Mm-hmm.
Then we got the bottom plow, anywhere from 2 to 8
mm-hmm.
bottom plows from one plow.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the feet, it throws it over. Then we have the disc harrows. And we have the regular cultivators,
mm-hmm.
roller cultivators. And, a subsoiling plow, they call them brain tooth harrows, I believe they call them.
Mm-hmm. On an old plow, if you were going to hook it up to a horse, what would you say you were doing?
Well, we'd be plying, I guess. Or I don't know, we just hitch up and go plying, back used to.
Mm-hmm.
With the mule, of course, we had the one horse plow, the two horse plow, and then we had a three horse stag, they call it, which was three, you rode it, had a seat on it.
Mm-hmm.
Rest of them we walked behind.
Mm-hmm.
Then we had the one horse cultivator and the two horse cultivator.
Mm-hmm.
And then we had the riding cultivator, two horse riding cultivator.